Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So happy World Radio Day. Yeehaw! I don't know if I have my little, oh, I always do. I got my little, yay, this is for my celebration because I was never really a cheerleader, so I always wanted to be, but nobody would let me. Happy World Radio Day. World Radio Day is February 13th, and it was developed, it was by UN and UNESCO to honor and bridge those of us in education, in media, in entertainment, to understand what an important medium radio is and how integral it's been to your current medium. So you have TV, you have TikToks, you have Instagram, you have social media, you have videos, you have movies, you have streaming. Radio was first. Radio is something that has been criticized as being now archaic, and it's futile and obsolete, and it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. Not because I'm in radio, but because it is probably one of the most consistent, one of the most dependable forms of getting the message out. Our emergency broadcast systems utilize terrestrial radio. If God forbid the power goes out, or you get cyber attacked, or some sun flare messes up all our, you know, tech, radio waves can usually still function. And time again during natural disasters, whether it was the Joplin tornado or hurricane or Superstorm Sandy, radio was our means to get the word out, to connect people, to find out who was alive, who wasn't. Look at what happened in Maui. And I understand that there's this big push to end radio in our electric cars because people dislike conservative hosts. And I'm telling you guys, no. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, you want to keep radio. You have got to make sure that radio can always be. And World Radio Day reminds us that not only this is a U.S. thing, but this is a world thing. And other countries, especially underdeveloped countries, they rely on radio. You know, our radio, our medium, in order to communicate, to get messages across, is not only a gift for those of us broadcasters, but for those of you that want a voice. I had said this a few months back, where radio allows you, as the general population, the general voter, the citizen, to get on air and speak. When we take calls, call in anytime, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we're live, and you call in, you know, and you know, you're not saying anything dirty, right? Some of you guys are a little raunchy, but, you know, if you want to discuss something, if you want to have a voice, radio allows everybody. You know, Hollywood allows the Jennifer Lopez's and the Ben Affleck's and the, you know, the Ushers. You know, the Hollywood allows them to have a voice, and we love their voices, but radio allows us common people to be able to have a voice. And you lose that, you cut that off, you can't get heard. Now, we now have podcasts. I'm very grateful that GCN podcasts my show, iHeart, Radio, Spotify, Apple. Fantastic to have podcasts. But podcasts are your listening to what somebody else said. Do you get to join the conversation? Do you get to call in? On some of them you can, but by the time you hear it, it's already closed off. Now, social media is allowing people to have a voice. You could type something in, you could, but how many of you have been silenced by social media? How many of you have lost your social media accounts? How many of your comment has been quote unquote hidden by social media? Somebody, I had made a joke about a Super Bowl ticket, and one of my friends posted that, hey, kick in $50. Facebook chose to hide that. I'm not sure why, what the algorithm was. But, you know, social media also, now, and I know people could say, well, on radio, you could, you know, delete somebody who's going, you know, off saying, oh, you're the worst radio host, or, you know, you aren't double D, you're only a double C. I get that, you know, sometimes we have to, because of FCC, make sure that people aren't cussing, etc. But, you know, the average person in rural America, urban America, suburban America, could call in, have their voice heard. And so I really worry that there's this big push because people don't like certain political shows, that it's going to mess it up for the rest of us. And World Radio Day reminds us to please, for the love of God, do not lose this medium. This microphone is a gift. I love the microphone. It's probably one of my favorite things on this planet, next to air, next to water, next to chocolate, and then maybe food comes next. But I got into radio not because I wanted to be famous. It's because during the Great Recession, when people were losing their jobs in 2010, 11, 12, you know, all through, you know, people didn't have a doctor. 2009, at the start of it, I know now the internet is saying by 2009 it ended. I'm telling you right now, that's not how I remembered it. I go on air in 2009. And the show expanded because people wanted to be able to talk to a doctor for free. It's free. Your radio is free. You get a chance to express yourself. You get to learn something. You get free education. You try going to college, it's $60,000 a year for some of you. Now, buy a book. These books are getting expensive. Somebody can educate you for free on air. Not that I want you to not go to a library or go to school. So I'm very grateful for radio. I use this day to make your voice heard, that we need to keep this medium. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I'm not afraid to say it. Valentine's Day sucks. I think it is the worst holiday. I being single, I hated it. Being married, I hate it. I think Valentine's Day is stupid. And it's a $26 billion American industry. Now, I get it. Stores can make some money. Flower shops can make some money. Now, some of you might get lucky. But the average person doesn't like Valentine's Day. They really don't. Even if you are in a relationship, it's extra money. It's extra stress. Okay, Valentine's Day. You can be honest here. We're honest on this show. Valentine's Day sucks. I'm sorry. Now, I being single, it was horrible. When I was single on Valentine's Day, you felt like you were a mutant, that you were, something was wrong with you. You know how many people are single right now? And they're watching all these commercials of people giving diamond necklaces and flowers and lovey-dovey. And I think there's that condom commercial now. And you're just sitting there going, well, I guess something's wrong with me because I'm single. You know how many years I went through thinking something was wrong, that I would be single? And the funny thing is I would date throughout the year, but the relationship always somehow ended right before Valentine's Day, so he didn't have to spend the money. It stunk. You know, is being in a relationship normalcy? We started to kind of change that. Now, what about for those of you that are in a couple, that, you know, do have a partner? And while you're looking at these commercials going, you got to be flipping kidding me, diamonds? Diamonds? I was going to do a lollipop bouquet, but really? They're expecting jewelry? And so, you know, if you have a loved one that speaks to one other person that's not you, most likely they might compare what they got for Valentine's, or even worse, posted online. Well, does your gift measure up? I used to find it fascinating when I would work in offices on Valentine's Day, how somebody would get something and it was really adorable. You know, maybe this tall, cute, to put on the desk, because the partner's like, look, you have a small desk. You got to get work done. I want to show you I love you. And I don't have, you know, more than $70 to spend, because we're going to be going out tonight, and I also have to give you a gift. So, you know, here, got you something for your desk. Well, then somebody else gets a big bouquet, or somebody else would get a singing telegram, or there would be a big bear. So now you actually ticked your partner or girlfriend or boyfriend off because they have something minuscule compared to somebody else in the office. You know how ridiculous that is, especially when you spent half your paycheck on that? Just doesn't make sense. And then the person who received the gift is looking at what everybody else got and they're embarrassed. So now they kind of take that gift and go, okay, I'm going to kind of, you know, slide it under the desk. My boyfriend is going to do something very special for me. So I told him, don't deliver me anything. Meanwhile, you got something that's this is stupid. It's a stupid holiday. You know, showing love to somebody was never supposed to be about a teddy bear, about a lollipop, those candies, those hard pastel-looking candies that say, be mine. You're giving me something more to do. You know how much I have on my plate? And on top of that, I have to be yours. I'm sorry, I'm my boss's right now. Okay, I'm my kids, I'm my pets, I'm my pet's mommy. On top of everything I have to do, I have to stop everything and be yours. And then I have to eat this crappy candy that's going to crack my teeth. Yeah, I don't want it. Now, I like chocolate. Love chocolate. If I'm trying to lose weight here, can't really eat the chocolate. Yeah, you really want to get me something for Valentine's Day? Take me to Outback Steakhouse and let me order prime rib. Or maybe make the prime rib in the shape of a heart, as long as you still got the little heads on it. You know, those, yeah. That I could use for Valentine's Day. Yeah, let me sleep. Let me sleep in. That would be a great Valentine's Day gift. But that's not what we do. So, what do you do to get through this holiday? Many people are turning off social media. They're turning off these rom-coms, you know, and it's Valentine's Day, especially for, you know, one person, is a no gain, all the pain. They could lose the relationship based on what they do for Valentine's Day. So I got you guys covered, okay? If you're dating somebody where it's about the bigger bear, or it's about the bigger present or the bigger flowers or the, all right, one of the cheapest things you could do, because I've looked at big bears. These bears could be $200 a pop, and that, and you haven't even started dinner. You could get away with balloons. If you need something really big, then do like a big balloon bouquet, you know, or like a blow-up, not blow-up doll, but, you know, like a blow-up heart or something like that. If you feel like you got to get something really big, you know, which to me doesn't really show, you know, I mean, in some cases, size matters, but, you know, a little trinket could also show love. But if you feel like that, ditch the bear, ditch the flowers, they're really expensive. You could go for some balloons. Pick their favorite color, maybe throw some glitter on it. But I like the more personal things. So I like a poem. I think a poem, you know, it's really romantic. I get you can't put that on social media. You can't show it to everybody in the office. But if you're really trying to impress them, and then words. Just put it in words. And if it doesn't rhyme, that's okay. I prefer poems that rhyme. Those are my favorite. And if you think they do too, then you could put another word. Yeah, like roses are red, violets are blue. When I'm not with you, I can't eat, sleep, or poo. And I think if somebody gave me that, that would be really endearing. I think I'll have poems for you guys. For those of you tomorrow that are up a creek, I'll have some Valentine's poems for you guys. You know, you could always do something like a bottle of wine, a little stuffed toy, a book, a gift certificate, you know. But what I recommend, you know, is if you do have, if you're, you know, have like a candlelight dinner, cook the dinner. Save money. I tried to get dinner reservations for Valentine's. It's a mess. We're just going to cook something. You know, cook a nice dinner, candlelight, make it their favorite food, hold their hand, talk about your first date, you know, or the first time you met on Tinder, whatever. You know, why you swipe, you know, swiped right. I will. I'll come up with some poems. I know some of you want a swipe right poem. I got one coming. But if you're single, but grab a friend. Do friends Valentine. You don't have to be alone on Valentine's Day. We all have single friends. Find your single friend, party it up with them. Or how many people have a friend who's working tonight, so they're alone? It's okay. Go and do a friend thing. Write a poem for your friend. You're my buddy. You're my dude. You could give a bottle of wine, do chocolate, whatever, to your friend. Say, this is a friend's Valentine. Okay? I might not be single next year, but we're going to celebrate this now. And I think that actually can really, really help you get through that. The spending part is a biggie. What I think is really, really cool, you know, you used to be able to go on air and dedicate a song. You know, this song is, you know, to Dahlia, you're the love of my life. And every time I hear this song, you know, I think of you, and then they play the song, and I'm like, oh, okay, what is it, you know? I like big butts, and I cannot lie. But you know what? The fact that I heard my name on the radio was pretty cool. But, you know, make a song. Videotape you singing a song. If your buddy plays guitar and you don't, write a song. Even again, if it's, you know, or sing a love song. Sing their favorite song to them. That kind of stuff shows that you took the time, that you love them. If you really have a good partner, they understand you don't have a lot of money. And so there's a lot of creative things you could do. You could, you know, put things in the snow. You know, you can, dye, you can make Easter eggs. So, okay, it's just one day. It's all going to be over February 15th. Just get through it. But if you need ideas, I got you covered. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Some Republican lawmakers want a special counsel's statements regarding President Biden's age and memory taken more seriously. Texas GOP Congressman Mike McCall says he's worried about Biden having those memory lapses in high-stakes one-on-one closed-door meetings, like perhaps a meeting with the King of Jordan, like on Monday.
I think this really calls into question our national security.
Last week, a special counsel assigned to investigate Biden mentioned how the president seemed to experience strange memory lapses during a lengthy interview. The money in graphics and gaming is real. Nvidia is currently the fourth most valuable public company in the world. Shares in the chip company rose, pushing its market cap to $1.83 trillion, moving it ahead of both Alphabet and Amazon. The stock has risen 17,000% over the past decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So being a daughter of an immigrant, when you who, you know, had to learn language, had to study for the citizenship test, become a citizen, had to have a job, had to prove they were going to work, many of us are descendants of immigrants that came to this country. And especially during the Ellis Island days, you couldn't come here if you were going to be a burden on society. you had to either have a family take over for you, you know, take care of you, or you work. I understand that we only had X amount of resources for those individuals who couldn't work, elderly, or veterans, those who were disabled. But we understood very early on in our country's birth and immigration process that, you know, it was all hands on deck, and we were going to do what we could to pull resources for the minority of individuals who needed help. And when you start hearing statistics that 50% of our country isn't paying taxes, okay, that's not then a minority of individuals such as the elderly or refugees or those who are disabled. Now you're starting to wonder what else is going on. And you wonder, because are you going to run out of money? And when I talk to people, they say there's always money. They could just print money. Look at what we're doing. Well, we're hearing from companies like hospitals that, no, the money isn't flowing. There's only so much they could do. And so Denver hospitals, UC Health, they made headlines when they were discussing how they were, you know, running on fumes. In fact, we're being told that some of these hospitals are at risk of collapsing because one of the healthcare systems had to provide $17 million in free care over 90 days. $17 million in 90 days. And a big number of those individuals they gave care to were migrants. So Colorado City Mayor Mike Johnson has had to cut DMV, Parks and Recreation funding, quote, in the face of the migrant crisis. UC Health was given $17 million from other hospitals, including $10 million from University of Colorado Hospital, according to Denver Post, to help care for 5,800 undocumented patients between November and January. Medics believe these patients are mostly migrants, if not all, because the data covers people who didn't have a Social Security number or health insurance. Now, I get some of us, if we're sick, might not remember our Social Security number, but, you know, the average person that doesn't have a Social Security number is a migrant. So they say this figure is the tip of the iceberg. It excludes the migrants who had sought care from the system before, or those who qualified for emergency Medicaid. Emergency Medicaid will cover undocumented patients in labor or with some life-threatening conditions, which is really nice. You know, I think, as a doctor, I didn't care when I was an ER doc, you know, where you were from, what your nationality was, what your immigrant status was. I'm there to save your life. But when I had to reach for a medical supply, when I had to reach for a staff member to help me, there's money behind that staff member. There's money behind that supply. That bandage, you know, the medication we're giving you, the IV bag. And so who pays for that? And apparently, we've been seeing these hospitals operate at losses. One symptom of that were hospitals closing maternity wards. Now, maternity wards are very expensive to staff, very expensive to operate, because you have to have ORs. You have to have, NICU abilities. So when you have an OB floor, you need not only obstetricians, but you need surgeons available, you need pediatrics, neonatologists, and you've seen hospitals close, many of them, their maternity wings. Well, if money's not coming in, one way to save that hospital money is to close a certain service down. You know, I trained in a hospital system that had these free clinics. And boy, was my training fantastic, because you saw 30, 40 patients a shift. And, I mean, I worked shifts where I saw 60, but as a student, it was limited, you know, because they wanted you to learn, but still 30, 40. And these were individuals who were very, very grateful. That's one of the reasons why I learned to speak Spanish, because most of my patients were Spanish speaking. You know, fantastic patients that really cared about their health, but they needed help. They didn't have money. And those clinics haven't been around for a while. They got shut down. Why? No money. It's one thing to not have money coming in, but it's another thing for it to cost you money. And when you have now thousands upon thousands of migrants coming across the border, many of them with uncontrolled diabetes, kidney disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, who takes care of them? Now, in the Ellis Island days, they said, sorry, if you're sick, go back to the country you came from, get well, and then come back. Now that's not what we're doing. They go, well, come in. You could go to this hospital. You could go to this city. We'll, you know, and then show up at a later court date. And unfortunately, somebody who's been abused or trafficked as a migrant, they probably weren't up to date on all their health care. So many of them are ill. Dr. Zane at UC Health has brought on additional social workers and emergency doctors, but getting people housed and insured, there's only so much they could do. The city's main public hospital, Denver Health, plunged in the red when patients received $136 million in treatment they couldn't pay for. Denver Health lost $2 million in 2022. Now, it was reduced, which was reduced by a $20 million cash injection from the state. But in 2022, the hospital system lost $35 million. So, you know, for those of us who are hoping there's going to be a hospital bed with our name on it, now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have fantastic hospitals. You have UMC, you know, you have the UC, you have the United and you know, Summerlin and Southern Hills and St. Rose and Henderson Hospital and Sunrise and, you know, in Desert Springs. We have so many fantastic hospitals, Centennial, Mountain View, but I can't expect that there will be a bed that will be open for me. We're overwhelmed. We have so many people we're trying to take care of. And so, you know, we're paying money for there not to be a hospital bed with our name on it, which is why I think one of the answers might later be home hospital, where you get seen, you get triaged, and then you get all the necessary care at your home. It's going to be it's not going to be the same as being in a hospital. Not everybody will be able to be treated like this. But, you know, it's better than people being turned away saying, don't come here, divert. But if hospitals, one of the big problems we have with COVID is we didn't have enough hospitals. When they said hospitals were overwhelmed and we had to lock down, we might not have had to lock down if we had more hospitals. But when hospitals go under, that's adding to the problem. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, have you ever kind of been in a grumpy mood and then you walk by, let's say, a bakery and whoa, something smells so warm, so yummy that you almost smile for a second But then you look at the price of what the bakery's selling it at, and then you get grumpy again. But have you ever had a smell that just completely changed your mood? I've had the opposite, where I'm in a good mood. I feel great. I'm doing just wonderful. And then somebody near me rips one. I have to now not breathe. Or I'm working from home, and then all of a sudden one of the cats decides not to use the poopoo powder to cover up their potty. I have a cat that just takes his little dump and then just leaves. And it'll reek until I run over there and clean it out of the potty box. That's what you're supposed to use the litter for, to hide the odors. And the other cats, the girl cats, oh, but I tell you, my boy cat, he doesn't care. He's like, I like the smell. Bathe in it. So I think we know that scents and smells can, you know, change our moods. So a very interesting study from neuroscientists at University of Pittsburgh found that patients who sniffed 12 scents, different scents, vapor rub, lavender hand soap, vanilla extract, coffee, certain household items, were able to better access positive memories, stopping the negative thought that perpetuated the depression. Now, I don't like the smell of Vicks Vapor Rub, but it is distracting, I have to say that. They say problems with autobiographical memory are a hallmark of major depressive disorder. And people end up focusing on the negative events or interpreting an event in a negative light. See, I love that glasses half full, glasses half empty. And oftentimes when I start to feel sorry for myself with certain things going on in my life, I have to go, but wait a second. Okay, let's look at what's going good. Let's look at what's going good. Sometimes, though, there are some people that want to have the pity party, which I don't think is that damaging if you want to say, you know what, let me just, you know, let me feel sorry for myself now and then regroup. But if it's always going to that, that could be a sign of depression. So these scientists, these neuroscientists think if you access certain smells, that may help access your memories. Now, chocolate, to me, won't put me in any good mood, but my only worry is I can't just always then eat it. You know, some people who overeat when they're depressed, it's because that's what they're doing. They're using the smell. They're using the taste to fight their depression. So you almost have to do something that you can't eat. So the neuroscientists enrolled 32 people aged 18 to 55 who had major depression. They were exposed to 12 smells in airtight jars along with a written clue as to the scent. They weren't in an airtight jar. It was an airtight jar that I guess got opened up for them to smell. There was coconut oil, clove bulbs, red wine, shoe polish, cumin powder, vanilla extract, ketchup, orange essential oil. Their eyes had to be closed, kind of like what they do on Hell's Kitchen. So eyes closed, and they took a whiff and were asked to consider a memory that was sparked by the smell. And the participants had to rate their memories on if it was a good memory or how they were, or a bad memory. Was it exciting? Was it clear? And then they had to identify the scent. But no biggie if you couldn't get it right. Don't panic about it. Now, they said participants were able to identify the smells correctly 29% of the time. And the smells did evoke more memories from their lives than the word cues. So hearing the word menthol was far less evocative or provocative than actually smelling the Vicks Vapor Rub. And the smell triggered memories tended to be more emotionally arousing, vivid, took longer to recall than word-triggered memories, meaning, oh, they're remembering this now. Odor-evoked memories may be unique relative to other stimuli, such as auditory and visual. So the olfactory bulb, according to Daily Mail, which I can attest to, is responsible for processing smells, directly connects to key brain regions associated with memory and emotion, such as your amygdala and your hippocampus. But smells can directly access the emotional part of the brain. which is why smells have a profound impact. So if your grandma, you remember growing up, would, you know, make a apple pie and you would smell that, it would remind you of, wow, you know, that. And that's what I think. I don't think our grandparents and great grandparents knew what they were doing, but a lot of people have memories of their childhood because of smells. See, me, I remember my mom making cauliflower. Cauliflower stinks. And so when I smell cauliflower, I think of my childhood, and it's not a happy smell. It's not a happy thought. But what's fascinating is if we could figure out a smell that doesn't necessarily evoke a bad memory, but evoke a more positive thought, you know, and then that we could bottle that up. And this will be your depression scent. Now, I understand you could very easily get tolerant to it. But if there is something that always kind of cheers you up, like reminds you of a birthday party, like a cupcake smell or something, you know, that could be pretty valuable. Same thing with weight loss. I told you one of the reasons why I've been losing weight is there's a couple things I keep in the fridge that I don't like the smell of. And if I get hungry, I smell it and I don't want to eat. I really think we could utilize smell and manipulate that to affect our hunger, to affect our memory, to affect our emotion. But I do think if we overdo it, we start getting immune to it. I also don't want us getting hungry. If I smell cupcake smell, oh, I need a cupcake. And so that can make me hungry. So I might feel happy and forget about what I'm depressed about or sad about, but I'm going to now want to eat. So you need to come up with something like to me, I think like the ocean. Malibu, Maui, Pacific, Atlantic. An ocean smell with sand. That could be pretty good. That should, unless you're starting to think of Mai Tais. So I think it's a fascinating thought. You know, aromatherapy has always been, you know, a part of science and treatment. This isn't anything new. You know, but I think we may have a lot more control over our thoughts and our minds and our, you know, our thinking. If we come up with other options, trust me, if I'm mad about something, I don't always want to brush it off or repress it or suppress it. I want to kind of go, you know, why did they tick me off? You know, I think it's great to have a bitch and moan session and to get things off your chest. You need to get things off your chest. But I don't want to think about it all day. I want to move on. Well, your team loses at football. I don't want to say to hell with football. I want to say, all right. Let's see what happens next week. Now, let me root for another team. So I've been very lucky to be able to do that, but for other people, they're just out of funk. So, yeah, coming up with these, I think it's great. So, you know, if there is something that you like the smell of, I would not use red wine because I don't want you to drink it. You know, but, you know, see if there's something, a candle that makes you feel good. And then you don't necessarily have to light it. You could just smell a candle. It has a scent. See if that helps. 1-877 Doc Deli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.